It is time for another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein of the Republican American on Robin Hood Radio. There, I got that out. Hi, Ruth. What's going on out there?
Well, we holidayed all weekend, that's for sure. It was back-to-back-to-back-to-back events, but there were also other things going on. So up in Canaan, we had quite a bristly selectmen's meeting early last week. It all stemmed, as you remember, Tim Abbott resigned from the Planning and Zoning Commission, and so it's the debate focused on replacing him as a member of the Planning and Zoning Commission. The Board of Selectmen has the authority to fill vacancies in some towns. In some towns, it's the commission that does it, depending on whether the commission has been elected or appointed. So in Canaan, the selectmen appoint fill the vacancy. Traditionally, the town committees are asked to suggest names. Since Tim Abbott was a Democrat, the Democratic Town Committee was asked to submit a name. They gave the name of Kathy DeSillo. She has been an alternate, Chris Jacks, who is the chairman, wrote a letter asking that she be appointed, or recommending she be appointed, whereby it got somewhat heated.
I like the word bristly.
Yes.
Did you bristly. Say bristly? All right.
Bristly. Brian Ola, the first selectman, asked when the Democratic Town Committee held the meeting, where it held the committee meeting, are there minutes? Jax gave all the answers. And then Craig Whiting, the selectman, wanted to table the issue because he said they had just gotten the letter from Jax that night. Well, Jax said this whole thing wasn't on the agenda, and so they just heard about it earlier in the day and quickly sent the letter. So it got into quite a discussion, and they, meaning Oler and Whiting, suggested Cooper Brown be named to the position. He's a Democrat. He's also an alternate, and they thought he deserved it. And Jesse Bunce, the selectman, said, but Kathy DeSillo has attended land use courses. She's been a very diligent member and dedicated. She attended all the meetings. And he said he felt there was a little, that could be perceived as nepotism because Cooper Brown's father is on the commission. Peter Brown is vice chairman. So the vote was 2-1 with Jesse opposed, and they named Cooper Brown to the commission, whereby later on in the meeting, Whiting just got let it out and said, you know, he's disgusted about the way the town is, people in this town are against progress and it's getting nasty and it's an embarrassment to have people against each other. And so, as I say, it got bristly and it ended on a somewhat, well, they said, we're all going to work together. But obviously there was tension in the room. And I will tell you, you know, the meetings do have drawn a lot of people, whereas in the past there weren't very many attending. So there are.
Yeah, well, as long as there's tension, as soon as that goes away, so will the people.
Exactly. You're absolutely right. So that was in Canaan. In Salisbury, the next chapter in the Wake Robin hearing was held. It was 4.5 hours, just interminable, I'm sorry, of testimony from the interveners who are opposed to this project. They were given status because Mr. and Mrs. Kruger gained status, so they had their lawyers and their experts, and it went on and on and on. There were several questions, several interrogatories, and several statements. And in the end, it was just interesting. I pointed out that Michael Clemens, the chairman, surprised, I think, everybody by saying to the applicants, which is Aradev, and for those who aren't aware, Wake Robin, they've sold to Aradev, who wants to really redevelop the Wake Robin Inn with a bigger hotel, pool, spa, event
so
barn, and so forth.
It's something development. What's the ARI or ARA?
It's.
I mean, it's just it's obviously an amalgam of two things.
Yeah, it's Aradev. I don't know.
Okay.
Clemens surprised them by saying to them, what if we were to take away the events barn and the throughway into Wells Hill Road? Could you still go through with this project? Whereby it looked like the lawyer for Aradev blanched. It's hard to tell, but they said they would come back and consider it and come back. So the final hearing is tonight. They have to close the hearing and have no more extensions, and they have 65 days in which to make a decision.
That's what I was going to ask, if it was still in public hearing mode. They're going to close it.
Okay.
Yesterday, we had a hearing before the judge for the Paley issue. The Sharon Land Trust and Carol Flatten are seeking to stop the development on the Paley farm, which had an agricultural easement, and yet it was sold, and there's a big house and pool and everything going up, and they're fighting that. That hearing is before a judge yesterday. Last night also, there was a hearing in Canaan for zoning on the Riverwoods project. That's the one on Honey Hill being proposed by Bruce McEver. That one has gone round and round. They proposed 20 lots. The people on Highland Lane were upset about the road being widened and used. And so McEver asked for a text amendment that would allow them to do certain changes to the extend the dead end road. They got that finally last month. And now I'm pretty sure they're coming back with the original application. They had when they didn't get the text amendment, they asked for 33 lot houses. I think they're going to come back now with the reduced 20 original 20 lots. But I will be following up on that and let you know.
Am I confused, which is entirely possible, or is this what Tim Abbott resigned over?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you, Joe.
I said, am I confused, or is this what Tim Abbott resigned over?
That is correct.
Okay.
Yeah, he felt they were...
Okay. Yeah. I just wanted to throw that... I just wanted to bring that up.
He has been opposed, as he works for Housatonic Valley Association, who definitely come out opposed to it, and... He was during the last hearing, he was sort of, I don't want to say attacked, but he was questioned about his affiliation and so forth, and he just said, I've had enough, and he left. So.
Right.
We'll be following up again, I would assume. We'll know about a new chairman there as well. Also in Canaan, they announced that Trooper Jeremy, and I can never pronounce, Rependinaria, the resident trooper, is leaving. He wants to try some other things, some other options, so there will be a vacancy there. They're going to replace him. In Cornwall, they discussed ordinances. There were two requests to the selectmen. One was from Bart Jones, who wanted them to look into an ordinance about speed cameras based on what Kent is looking at, the installation of speed cameras to ticket violators. The board felt they wanted to wait until they see what happens in Kent before they make any decision. There was back and forth conversation. There was also a request for an ordinance to ban the idling of trucks on residential streets between midnight and 6 a.m. From Jason Sanders, who lives on Cherry Hill Road across from the Dolan Farm. And obviously it was targeted at the Dolans. So there was quite a bit of discussion about how Cornwall is very protective of its farms, and farming has a right to farm ordinance. And so the selectmen were pretty strong that they weren't going to tamper with that. And hopefully, as Gordon Ridgway, the first selectman, said, this sounds more like a neighborhood dispute. Hopefully they will work it out. It's nothing that the selectmen should get involved in. But it created quite a conversation at the meeting. Also last week, Steve Hedden, who served 47 years on the Inland Wetlands Commission in Cornwall, was honored by Maria Horn. She came with a citation from the state. He served and was lauded by everyone who was there. There's a special little section of the Inland Wetlands meeting. He was, as I say, 47 years, 40 as chairman, and that's a pretty that's a pretty good record for a volunteer. And it was a very nice event. Okay, so as I said last night, we had Canaan P&Z. We have Sharon Inland Wetlands last night. They are discussing they're closing a hearing on the proposal for Low Road. That, too, has to come be closed and decision made on. So they're going to be tearing, the proposal is to tear down those two buildings, the bargain box. Bargain Barn and the building in front of it, put in some new buildings, put in landscaping, put in a walkway, but it is very close to Beardsley Pond Brook or some, and so Inland Wetlands people are very concerned. So, again, we'll follow up and get you that. As I said, we have tonight is the Wake Robin, tomorrow we have a little gathering in Cornwall for housing, two houses that are being committed by Ginny Potter. She's given land for two lots and a special affordable housing issue. So the commissioner is going to be there, and going to be all kinds of dignitaries up on Town Street. On Thursday, the Episcopal Bishop is coming to Kent to welcome the new Rich Clark, who was the new minister in Kent at St. Andrews. On Friday, there's an art show at the Art Wall at the Housatonic Valley Regional High School Library, which is, if you haven't been there, it's really amazing. They have kids' artwork and local artists working, and so there's going to be a reception to welcome the new artists there. Speaking of art, I should mention they had the 12x12 exhibit at Hunt Library on Saturday night, which is a huge success. It was packed. The artists all have to stay within 12 by 12 inches in their work, and there were, I think, 83 works submitted by 50 artists, and they had to hold the people in until exactly 6 o'clock, and then they opened the floodgates, and people were just buying them up before you could almost get there. Each one is $150, and all kinds of varieties, landscapes, and whimsical things, and portraits, and
were they in paint or
all kinds of medium,
chalk, all kinds of medium. Okay,
I mean, and really, you know, plastic balls somebody had, and somebody else had. I mean, it's just amazing. It's a fabulous show, and it raises, obviously, money for the library. And on next Saturday, I think it's 5 to 7, there will be the annual vigil, the Sandy Hook vigil on the lawn in front of the White Hart to just remember Sandy Hook. And people come with candles and statements. And
they do that the day of, and that's the 14th, correct?
Yeah, I guess that's
Saturday. Saturday the 14th.
Saturday the 14th.
Sure if that, they do it on Saturday. It's the closest to it. Yeah. So, as you can tell, we are chock full of meetings and everything else.
And then do these meetings, will they continue for the next? What I'm trying to ask diplomatically is, will we have results, or will, if anything is, will we have to wait till January?
Oh, I'm sure you're going to have to wait.
Okay.
I mean, they have 65, if you're talking Wake Robin, it's 65 days, so they're going to ponder that for quite a while. As far as the others, the Salisbury Planning and Zoning, I will say, is very deliberate, very careful. They look at every angle, and so I would assume there's going to be quite the deliberations, especially on this one because it's such a hot issue. The others, I don't know if Riverview will, they'll get something quicker. River Woods, excuse me. I just don't know. I don't know about the Inland Wetlands and Sharon as well. So we'll find out.
Yeah, it'll probably be a lot of waiting on them.
I would think.
Until after
the
first
days,
year.
They're not going to rush. As you well know, with zoning, the lawyers are right there. So.
Yeah. Well, the Christmas holiday, the holiday, whatever you want to call it, is 2 weeks, kind of everything freezes anyway. So I don't expect you'll hear anything till after the first or see any more maybe another meeting. I doubt it.
I would doubt it.
I would doubt it, yeah.
This is,
if a meeting's not already on the books, I'm not anticipating anybody calling a special this month.
Right. I would agree with you, Michael.
Everyone will say, no way.
So I think... everything, as you say, was so busy this week, but
indeed.
I think that's it for now. There are a few. If the Falls Village Board of Selectmen and Finance met last night, the latest group to come before the Finance Board is Planning and Zoning Commission. We'll follow up on that, get you something. Hopefully things will quiet down for a couple of weeks.
Well, no, but also everything is talking about the results. The one way or the other, results are not going to be known.
We're guessing.
You're not going to see anything before the first of the year, I'm sure.
Okay. But plenty of holiday stuff. Man, there were parades of lights as you well know, the luminaries in front of your...
station, right?
And yes, on the roads for everybody. My God, we went to Torrington on Saturday morning, late morning, and it was just crazy.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, well, it's really a short run here to Christmas. Within 2 weeks here. So.
Yeah. Well, if you listened to our show last week, you would remember that we talked about when you have Thanksgiving at the very end.
Right.
It's 2 days till December.
But you need
a week.
There it was.
At the beginning, you have that other week. And last year, we had that other week, and this year we do not.
I'd heard people saying traffic was crazy on Saturday.
Traffic, parking lots were just filled to the brim. So if anybody's curious about whether people are out, I'm assuming that's what they're shopping for, but who knows?
But
generally at the Walmart, the Target, just wall to wall.
Packed, huh? Well, it was pretty packed around here. And I don't know if you went through Salisbury on Saturday, but they had, it looked like, Range Rover convention.
I didn't go, but the wife and daughter did, and they said it was pretty hairy up there.
I was at Noble Horizons, which was a lovely holiday market.
They
changed it from the Festival of Trees this year, and it was very well attended on Saturday when I was there. And they say I was at every fair, and of course the ski swap. It was a busy weekend.
So much. And speaking of busy, we've done busy right to the end here.
We will busy ourselves and still see if there's something. I'm sure we will have something to say for next week. And in the interim, Ruth, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
This has been another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth Epstein of the Republican American on Robin Hood Radio.